It's here and now, and it is graduation season. We want to hear from some high school valedictorians, starting with Matthew Barfus, who is valedictorian at North Gem High School in Bancroft, Idaho. Matthew, thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, and what did you tell your classmates in your valedictory speech?
I went over a lot of memories with my class and kind of reminded them it wasn't the end, and no matter how good or bad they did in high school, that we still have opportunities out there to go and do and have a great life.
And just so people know, there are about 200 students in your school. It goes all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade, just 14 in your class. Pretty small school.
Yeah, it's really tight-knit, really. I see preschoolers through my senior classmates every day.
Are you going to miss it?
I'll miss it quite a bit.
What are you going to be doing next year?
Next year, I'll be wrestling for Northwest College in Powell, Wyoming. So I'm excited for that.
And how did you decide to do that?
My previous principal actually set me up and was talking with me. I wanted to wrestle, and he suggested going to junior college to really get kick-started, because that's where the university is kind of recruit from. So I decided to go with Powell.
So this summer, you're going to be working with your dad, who works in a mine. Is that right?
Yes, it's actually Monsanto in Soda Springs.
Hmm. And what are you going to be doing?
I subcontract for Mark III, and I'll probably be doing some labor work and some working on machines and things like that. So,
are you excited?
Oh yeah, it's graveyard shift, so I'll be up
graveyard shift.
All the night, yeah.
I have some experience with that from hosting a radio show in the middle of the night. How are you going to do your sleep there? Are you going to split it up, or are you going to do it all in one?
I'm probably going to do it all in one. Actually, I just got off this morning at 6 a.m., so.
How's it feeling?
I'm doing all right. I've been getting quite a bit of sleep, so just reverse sleep hours, so.
So after you're done with that, you're going to go on to college.
Yeah.
And then what do you want to do after you graduate from college?
I'm looking to go into engineering and maybe return somewhere in this area. I really like the area, so I'm going to be looking for an engineering job here.
And do what with it? What would you like to accomplish?
Probably I'd like to accomplish just working in one of these plants or as an engineer who's designing things and improving things around, and come back and support everything I've participated in so that other kids can have such a good time.
Well, give me a specific, Matthew. Like, what would you like to improve in your area?
You know, I'd like to help out build a new school at North Gem. It's been here for, I think it's over 100 years now.
And you'd like to make a new one?
Yeah.
So if there's a student out there listening to this who's maybe a little bit younger, maybe a freshman or a sophomore, what kind of advice would you give them if they were able to hear your valedictory speech? Or what would you like to say to them about making it through high school and getting on to the next thing?
I'd like to encourage them to just stay on your grades. The difference between B minus or B plus can mean the difference between no scholarship and a $15,000 scholarship.
Do you think your kids are going to end up going to the school that you went to and your parents went to and your grandparents went to?
I would like to hope so. I'd like to see them come back and be able to go to the same area and same situation.
There's enough opportunity, you think, there to stick around?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely some room for me to settle down, and then I think there will be plenty of opportunity for them to still stay home and have fun.
All right, well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations again on being the valedictorian there at North Gem High School in Bancroft, Idaho. Good luck this summer and then with college afterwards.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And let's turn now to another valedictorian with an incredible story, Joey Lenny Moran Almonte, who is valedictorian at Juan Morel Campos Secondary School in Brooklyn, New York. Joey Lenny, thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
And you're going to be giving your speech later in the month. What are you going to tell your classmates?
Well, I had a tough time getting my speech ready, but I hope to inspire them to continue their education, just like I hope to do.
What do you mean?
I want to make sure they know that even though we're ending a phase, we're starting a new one. It doesn't end here. This is just the start.
And do you think for many of them that means a four-year college or what?
For most of them, not all. And even though if it's not a four-year college, it's still something new in life, because I think that many of us have been beating the odds in a way. And I think that the only way to continue on beating the odds is to continue on with your life, whether that be education or something else.
Well, when it comes to beating the odds, you've certainly done your share of that. You've had some pretty significant obstacles to overcome. You came from the Dominican Republic in 2008 with your mom. You needed leg surgery because of your cerebral palsy. Your mom passed away 2 years later, and you've been living in a homeless shelter for the last 4 years. That's a lot for one person to go through over that time. How have you been able to do so well in school despite all of that?
Well, I think it was just part of my life, so I didn't see it as something that wasn't meant for me. So I always had a desire of doing better for myself and to excel in all expectations, because many people had very low expectations or none at all for me, and that's not what I had for myself. So for me, my journey has been proving to people that, or not proving, but demonstrating that there's more to me than just my disability.
And what's been the most difficult part of that?
The most difficult part, I would say, has been to have to prove myself to people and to have to deal with so many life circumstances at the same time, having to juggle all of that at once.
Including living in a homeless shelter. How has that been for you as you've been able to continue to go to school during that period?
It's been tough, but I have to say that it has been one of the factors that has pushed me to do better.
Why is that? Explain what you mean.
I just felt that for me, it was like I was going to be able to have a better future and not end up in the same situation I was in at that moment and currently.
You know, a lot of kids, they go through high school, they're on their way to college, and they realize at the end that they're going to miss certain things about their high school experience. Is that something that you feel, or do you feel like you can't wait to just get on to something, to the next thing?
I mean, I'm going to miss a lot of my teachers, and I'm going to miss my friends and the kind of support that I have gotten from high school. And the learning experience, because it has been a learning experience. But to be honest, I think that this was just one part of it. There's more to come. So I'm excited to see what the future brings ahead.
Well, Joelani, what are you going to be doing next year?
I actually got some exciting news yesterday. I thought that I would be going to Stony Brook University, and yesterday afternoon I was pulled off the NYU wait list, and I was ecstatic. It was the best news of the year. I was just, wow. I couldn't handle myself. So now I'll be entering NYU for the fall, and I know it's going to be a hard year because it's going to be something new, but I'm looking forward to anything that comes ahead.
Well, congratulations. That's terrific. And what are you going to be majoring in?
I'll be majoring in biology because I'm interested in going into the medical field.
And to do what? What would you like to accomplish?
I would like to become a pediatric oncologist. But I also want to keep an open mind to anything that comes along the road.
Well, if there is a high school student who is out there who is not going to be able to hear your speech because they don't go to school with you, tell me what the message is that you'd like to leave them with.
That's a hard question. I don't know, but I guess I would say don't give up and beat the odds, because in the end, that's all that matters. What matters is not giving up. Doesn't matter how long it takes to get to your final destination or to reach your dreams. It just matters that you don't give up while getting there.
Well, Joy Lenny Moran Almonte, the valedictorian at Juan Morel Campos Secondary School in Brooklyn, thank you so much. Best of luck to you. Have a great time at NYU.
Thank you very much.